And now this is a dictation for Peggy, P-E-G-G-Y, Gasco, G-A-S-C-H-O, April 1954. Addressed as a letter to Nisha Vashista, 817-4301. Dear Nisha, follow up for Peggy, history of membranous nephropathy, probably induced by Celebrex, did have severe nephrotic syndrome, was treated with immunosuppressants, developed complications of cytomegalovirus pneumonia. Last visit here in July. She's up to date with vaccines for coronavirus, RSV and flu, also for streptococcus pneumonia. Overweight but stable. I did an extensive review, system being negative. Denies cloudiness of the urine or fominess, denies edema, claudication, not just pain, palpitation, dyspnea, orthopnea, PND. Medication list review, notice the losartan, HCTC, Norvasc. Today, blood pressure, 146.54, at home, 120s, 130s. Alert oriented time 3, no respiratory distress, overweight, no JVD, respiratory cardiovascular normal, no ascites, tenderness, edema, or neurological deficit. Next paragraph, chemistry, creatinine is stable at 1. Protein in the urine, 1.79 grams. Lightly represent fibrosis, not active membranous. Electrolyte, acid base, albumin, calcium, phosphorus, normal, anemia, 11. Next paragraph, assessment and plan, history of membranous nephropathy, likely triggered by Celebrex. At that time, nephrotic syndrome, severe, completely resolved, normal albumin, no edema, proteinuria, which is not in the nephrotic range, representing likely scar tissue from the prior event. She did have complications of immunosuppressants in relation to cytomegalovirus pneumonia. Right now, encourage physical activity, weight reduction, low sodium, monitor blood pressure at home, come back in 1 year, avoid anti-inflammatory agents, end of dictation.